Hey guys, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Jake Ellenberger, and Marina Shafir.
What's up, guys?
And we are here to kick off a new show. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, Remove It Restoration. Has your business been vandalized? Has your business been gangbanged by vandalization? Well, call the professionals at Remove It Restoration, and they will get you taken care of. I assure you. Remove It Restoration. Also, HempCore. Marina, have you tried HempCore before?
I have. It's delicious.
Fantastic. I've also tried it myself. Great in a smoothie. I've made it a lot of different ways. Anywhere. HempCore is fantastic. If you haven't tried it, you really should.
You really should. You'll feel revived and like a brand new person.
Anyway, it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
We're gonna go to our first guest today, Adam Hunter. We're gonna call him in now. Let's see what he's doing.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter, Marina Shafir, and Jake Ellenberger.
Yo.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on, Adam?
I'm actually not in the studio yet because I was driving and I hit something with my back left tire. And literally, as I'm driving, I'm looking through the rearview mirror and seeing, like, parts of my car fly in the air, which is always a very great feeling. I'm thinking, okay, great, this is it. This is it. This is the end. I'm gonna die. This is how it all ends. On the way to the podcast, but I had to go to the right. I'm on the 405. I had to go to the right-hand lane, and I kind of veered over, and then I kind of was blocking the traffic. And then I got out to change the tire. I mean, I used to be able to change the tire in 5 minutes, solid, not even. I mean, I used to impress chicks all the time by changing tires and getting a BJ. That was my move. I'd almost run over things on purpose so that I could show how manly I was. But in this case, I didn't have the right stuff for my tire, so some old Asian guy stopped and tried to help me. And then I realized I didn't have the right wrench to kind of screw those things out. So then I called Vince Pichelle, because I knew he worked for AAA. He told me, yeah, man, call 811. And then that would turn into 599, and it turned into something else. Then three cops had to come, and I finally got my car ready. So I'm driving to the show right now.
Oh, how, man, are you guys doing? You can't be happy
that
about
is
that.
Not at all impressive, I'm assuming.
Not at all what?
Impressive to the ladies.
No, not impressive to anybody. I feel like a fool.
The truck driver went dead.
I couldn't wait to come to the show and talk to you guys about my week and your week, but I'll be there in about 10 minutes, so that's good. Marina, how was your week?
My week was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I had a lot of training and a lot of rest time that I've been needing to catch up on, and I got to hang out with Rhonda before she went off to camp, so it was cool. It was really cool.
Did you go to the Entourage premiere?
I did go to the Entourage premiere with Rhonda and Edmund and Dana White, and it was really, really fun. But I was the only one who ate the popcorn, and in the car service on the way there, you know, like in the private car services, they have like water and candy. So on my way there, I'm like stuffing my purse full of candy, and once we get to the premiere, I'm like, I have two bags of popcorn. I'm sitting next to Dana White, and I'm just like munching really loudly on the popcorn. And then every quiet part in that movie, you just hear me like reaching into my little purse and like trying to open up a candy without like making it sound obvious. But like Dana just looked at me and just shook his head, I think maybe like 12 times. But laughed at the
so
same
feminine.
Time.
I love it. I love how
I'm just a little
are.
Kid. If you're going to go to the movies, you got to act like you're going to the movies. Sorry.
Yes.
Adam,
now,
it's like me,
that
man.
That the movie was Edmund going, Rhonda's a better actor than all these people combined. Was he yelling at that screen or no?
No.
I know he's very proud of Rhonda, so I thought maybe he was doing that. Okay. All right, he wasn't doing it.
I usually feel like I'm the one.
I'm like bombing in my car right now. So and Jake, how was your week?
It was good, man. It was good. It was crazy. There was a lot of training, a lot of things going on. Getting ready for July 12th. But the things are good, man. It's been nonstop.
Now I saw a picture of you training with Lyoto Machida.
I did. Yeah, I was sparring. I sparred at Black House on Friday, so I've been working with him a couple days a week. getting ready for the water boy, the guy, whatever his name is. But yeah,
water boy.
Yeah, Machida. He's a tricky man. He's one of the trickiest guys in the game. He's just got so many. He's got so many weapons, man. But a good guy, nice. He's helped me with things to look out for. Perfect sparring partner, I think. And I would most definitely say a lot more dangerous, pretty much everywhere.
Well, he's a lot bigger, right? I mean, does he have the speed of Wonderbra or no?
Yeah, no, he does. That's the thing. He's deceptively fast. He's probably, I mean, for that weight class, he's extremely fast. But he moves like a lightweight. He really does. He gets away with a lot of things. Like, a lot of guys his size shouldn't be able to move like he does. But
he does.
Yeah, like exactly. He's definitely he's something else. But
was he drinking his urine during in the gym or no?
I think that joke has been, nah. Or that has I, like. That's like so long ago.
Now all of a sudden you're the Simon Cowell of jokes of MMA jokes.
Well, I'm just saying if you were in studio, maybe you would be, but you're not. So I'm kidding. Ha ha.
Just women, they know when to kick you when you're down. You know, it's like I'm sitting here for an hour on the side of the road. I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh man.
Preparing this podcast, and then I can't. And on the way there, I fucking blow a tire. It's just like Jesus Christ.
Shit.
It's fucking annoying.
Hey, it's Monday.
I'm almost there, though. I'm like about 10 minutes. I'm about 5 minutes away. So, now last week you came, but because we were outside the studio for an hour, you left. But then you had big news for us. You won. That's okay. Here's what happened, guys. I'll set it up. So Marina is a big fan of Russell Peters. She loves Russell Peters. She's got a huge crush on Russell Peters. All right. You can see Russell came in here. She turned bright and red. Actually, me and Russell went to her coffee shop. And Russell says, hey, Marina's like, hey, I want to go to the World Trials Judo Tournament.
Well, no. What happened was I was having a conversation with you about what I have coming up. And I didn't think anybody was listening. And he interjected because I was trying to find a sponsor to send me to North Carolina for these trials. And he interjected and was so kind to offer me his frequent flyer miles, and that's what he did. He sponsored my trip to North Carolina.
Miles, and you went to the tournament, and you won. You won the gold medal.
I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I'm going to Turkey in October to represent the U.S. of A.
So now you're going to Turkey, and you're representing the U.S.
of A.
Of A. And you're going to have MMA Roasted on your ass.
Yes. And Russell Peters.
Wow.
All over that shit.
And Russell Peters. I mean, he was a very big ass. Not big as in fat. It's just a nice pump.
Okay.
Just saying. I mean,
all right. That just got awkward.
What?
You just made that way awkward.
It's never awkward in here, though.
No,
so
I've heard about your thoughts.
I know, but there's like a little bit of distance now, so he like feels like he could, you know, talk about it a little bit more in depth.
I think he'd probably say it in here, though, too.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
I would absolutely say it in there. And I said it before. You have a very nice butt. I mean, you know, if that's one of your, I mean, right? No?
I mean, I love my butt, but I don't really care what other people think of my butt.
Oh, God. So are you still dating that guy from Florida or the guy you went to Florida with? Or what's going on with that?
I'm not dating anybody.
Really? You're single?
So you're...
I'm still single. I'm... What the... No. Mind your business.
And Jake, you got the baby on the way. How many weeks out are we?
Any day now. Any day. Yes,
really?
My son, he's due the 28th of this month. But yeah, she's pretty much full term. Any day now.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I mean, are you nervous?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, there's, you know,
is she having like
excitement?
A hospital birth or a natural water birth?
No, we're definitely going to Hogue down in Orange County. So a hospital birth.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think the kid's going to have a butt chin like you or no?
Yeah, I think so. With some of the 4D, like you can kind of get imaging now. I think I saw like a little bit of a butt chin. So,
you got
excited? Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's my chin.
That's awesome. That's great, man. Wow.
I know,
wow.
Man. It's crazy.
Now,
it's exciting.
Are you a little nervous that when you see your wife or your girlfriend give birth that like when you see a kid pop out of her vagina that you're never going to want to eat again?
So, I didn't hear that. What was that? I didn't hear the question.
I know. Are you a little nervous that when you see a kid pop out of there, you're never going to want to eat it again?
Oh, you know, that's probably not my highest concern right now, Adam. No, but I do have some other things that I'm more worried about, but I have not. No.
Have you changed a diaper before?
Mm. Oh, plenty.
Plenty.
Yes, plenty.
So that's not a problem.
No, no. I've changed a lot of blown out diapers. I have two nieces, so.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I've spent a lot of time. Which has been, it's fun. It's always fun with my nieces. She's, McKinley's like about three now. So she's,
look at you. I like it, man. Jake the father.
I just have some experience, you know, from my brother Joe, you know, watching him. We've spent plenty of nights with the girls,
nice.
Just us two. So.
Nice. Me and the girl are getting serious. I deleted my Tinder.
Really?
Oh shit.
Yes.
What?
I have no more Tinder.
Really?
Are you sad about it?
What?
Are you sad about it?
No, man, I'm happy. I got a great chick. I got a great, great chick.
Tell us about this chick.
You know, she's super chill. She's fun. She's kind. She's cool, you know. I'm like waiting to like find out she's to have a dick or something. Like it's way too cool. Like, there's no way this girl could be this chill. You know, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, you know.
The shoe always drops, though, really fun for both parties.
What?
The shoe always drops for both parties.
Yeah, but I pretty much, like, tell the girl all my faults on the first date, you know. So
well, that
it,
might
it,
not
she,
be
she
the right
around.
Strategy, but okay.
It was meant to be, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can get them out of the way right away. It's...
But yeah, usually you know, that puts you out of the way as well when you just kind of.
Most girls write me off as like, okay, I'm just gonna sleep with him. This is no way this is gonna be serious because of what he just told me. But at least I'll like use his 9-inch penis. So you know, that's kind of how. Hello.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. How long?
Hello.
I'm not even in the studio, and I can see Marina's face of just utter like rolling the eyes.
No.
Your head.
No, I'm actually really like, this is really fun that you're not here.
Really? Oh, fuck you. I'm not there. Really?
I'm kidding. We miss you. We miss you
get,
so much.
I get no respect, Jake. One thing I'm fucked up in real life right now. So I'm campaigning for this movie. I'm literally begging everyone I know. We actually had a guy today donate $5,000 straight.
No shit.
So I'm up to about $11,000 in 2 weeks for the movie, right?
That's fantastic.
It's pretty good. For someone raising it himself. Just me, you know?
Yeah.
And, but because I've been logging on and out on different, Facebook accounts, like, they locked my Facebook. And they said I have to give my ID to get my Facebook back. So I'm like, all right. So I give my ID. And my real name is Adam Greenberg. I'll explain why when I get there, right? So, Adam Greenberg. So now they go, oh, your name is Adam Greenberg, not Adam Hunter. Do you want to change your – you can't log on unless you change your name to Adam Greenberg. So now the 5,000 people that are following me, I'm going to post. People are going to be like, who the fuck is Adam Greenberg? And I don't have to explain. It's just a whole – so my account's locked right now. And then I had to send a picture from my phone to my computer, and it went to spam. I'm like, I don't even care what the fuck I have to say. I'm spamming myself right now. Fuck, ridiculous. Am I right?
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Crazy, right?
So crazy.
I have to, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm actually pulling in right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We'll hold
what a fucking disaster.
Oh,
man.
We'll hold the fort down.
Christ.
We'll see you.
Can't catch a break, guys. Can't catch a break.
Oh, Adam.
I think you're going to break up going into the garage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the vote of confidence, Marina. You're so sweet. You're just when I think of this sweet comment, I think of all the things.
Just letting you know that you're probably going to lose reception in the garage. No big deal.
Oh,
you know?
I'm going to lose reception. I thought they meant I'm going to break it like crash.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I mean, if you drive like an asshole, then probably, but.
Crash? What
I don't think that was that funny. Was it that funny?
Crash. No. I thought you're talking about Crash. That's like he's been doing some amphetamines or something.
We'll see you in a minute, Adam.
That guy, like, he has stories that you just be like, how do you get yourself into that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get covered. Is he still?
But I also know that he probably makes all of his stories like a bigger deal than they really are. You know?
Yeah, I could see a little exaggeration there, but
yeah.
Just sometimes he'll call me at like a 1 a.m. kind of thing, and you'd be like, I'm like, how do you get you're at a party with
who?
Like with a bunch of like porn chicks and like I don't know. He gets in situations that you're like, how do you get yourself there? Like don't know what. Yeah, A, B, and C. Like, how did you get?
Yeah,
to this
and then
place?
He doesn't leave with anything every time. He doesn't like every time he gets himself into all these situations and like. He doesn't necessarily get anything out of it. I'm sure he has a good time, but he just
he could do a better job of making the most out of it. If you find yourself in that kind of weird situation,
yeah.
Fuck it, embrace it. Get weird yourself.
Well, no, he's a funny guy. Like he can make a lot of people laugh. But I think when he focuses attention on the broad spectrum, that's when people are like, no.
Well, maybe he goes around these parties telling all the women his faults, too.
Mm.
Oh, that could be it, too.
That
could
be it.
Yeah.
Like you said, Marina, maybe not the best strategy.
Maybe not, especially at the fucking porn convention. Mm. Why would you do that?
You don't want to trade faults with those people. They'll probably one-up you about 1,000 times.
All the time.
You're not going to
win. That's like
that.
Worse. That's like worse than doing a porno. Like, you're just emotionally just like, so these are all the things that are wrong with me, you know? But like in
Have you ever had a guy do that to you? Just be like way too much of an open book?
Yes.
Way too soon?
Way too soon. Yeah, I've been on a couple dates where they're just kind of like, I just feel so like emotionally connected, so I'm just going to tell you all this shit that's going on in my life, and it's just bad.
You like pump the brakes, bro. We just met.
Yeah.
You know.
There he is.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man.
Look who's in your seat.
Disaster.
I like it, though. I like
disaster. Speaking of disasters, Adam, Remove It Restoration. Has your business been vandalized?
I love that. Thank you.
Has your business been vandalized? Has gang members attacked your business? Call the professionals at Remove It Restoration.
That's pretty good, Jake. That's pretty good.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Oh, what's up, guys? See,
what's up?
Just so you know, I wasn't lying.
Oh, wow. You hard at work.
Dang. Hard at work, yes. So today we have, by the way, we were supposed to have Chris Weidman and Johnny Hendricks on the show today. Weidman had to take a plane.
He's in South Carolina training with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Really?
Yes.
So maybe you have to fly to South Carolina. And then Johnny Hendricks can only do Tuesdays. So we have Anthony Berchek, who coming off a huge win over Joe Soto, a guy that I helped get into the UFC, and possibly
did you really?
Yeah. Right, he asked me. He's like, hey, can you tweet about me? So I kept hitting up UFC Dana White, and then he thanked me for getting him to the UFC.
What?
He didn't thank me after his fight, after beating Joe Soto, but he did thank me. So he's a super cool guy.
That's a big win.
Yeah, big, huge win. I was a little nervous because we were at his fight the first time. I don't know if you were there. It was in Arizona when he got heel-hooked. And I was really depressed. I hate when my friends lose. Like, I fucking hate it, man. Like, it's just like, I mean, it's part of the sport. And it's like wrestling. When people, they win, they lose. But I take it, for some reason, like, when you lose a fight versus losing a wrestling match, you don't really get hurt.
Yeah,
you know, versus like, I guess in the NCAA finals, if you lose, you're like, oh man, I can't believe you lost, like that big of a thing.
Yeah,
but a regular season match, you're like, they could win. They got another match next week.
Yeah,
you know,
true. It's that's the thing. So much goes into preparation. You know, if you put everything, that's the beauty, that's the glory of winning. You know what I mean? One guy wins, one guy loses. So
yes,
unfortunately. Yeah. That's how it works.
So speaking of which, we do have to get to our sponsors. And I do apologize to sponsors about not getting it earlier. I really was on the side of the road, and I didn't have the copy in front of me.
You have nothing to worry about because Jake here took care of it.
You really?
We've covered him.
But did you give the phone number and everything?
I didn't know. The number, I
have. You can do that part.
Okay, so has your business been vandalized with heavy damage? Vandalism is the worst. Have gang members destroyed your business storefront? Call the professionals at Remove It Restoration. Remove graffiti. Restore property like new. Your business image is important. Do not leave it in the hands of the amateurs. Eric is a great guy. He sponsors fighters. He's looking to sponsor you, Marina, if you call
him. Well, we got to call him.
So 1-888-424-9697 or go to removeitrestoration.com. By the way, guys, Marina, if you guys want to sponsor her butt, Okay, just hit us up because you have a lot of space there. Okay, so also another spot.
she's a lot of real estate there, Adam.
A lot of real estate. I'm just saying. Listen, you work out. I have a thing.
I'm marketable, dude.
You're marketable.
It's all good.
Meanwhile,
all good.
The girl I'm dating, she doesn't even work out. Her body is banging. She just
really genetic freak, huh?
One of those things. She's like 32 years old, and I'm like, she looks like she works out 4 or 5 days a week.
Wow.
And she doesn't
do anything.
No, I don't know. Maybe she's got
Does she dance?
She's got a kid. Maybe she's got a 10-year-old daughter who. So maybe running after her. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she does work out. She doesn't tell me, but she's just like.
Maybe she does yoga.
Maybe.
Does she not eat a lot? Is she one of those girls?
No,
like,
she
I don't
eats.
Work out.
No,
she's
she
like
eats.
Nothing.
We take her. I take her out. She eats.
She's hungry.
Also, HempCore, the ultimate hemp protein. You can go to HempCoreStore.com. I've been taking this stuff, and honestly, I've been traveling like a fucking maniac. But my body still feels good. I ran 5 miles today in the scorching heat. I almost passed out. I was like, what am I doing? But I ran 5 miles, and afterwards, I took this HempCore, and I'm telling you, it's gluten-free, GMO-free, no added flavoring, no color chemicals or byproducts. It's used by people all over the U.S., Canada, and trust me, guys, take advantage of your strong American dollar because it's Canadian money. So you could trust me, guys, HempCoreStore.com, and we have a new sponsor. Ta-da-da-da-da. Yes, a new sponsor. You guys want to know what it is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. This guy fucking rules. He's American Icon Autographs. The website is www.aiase.com. Sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. They do sell and collectibles from UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, everything. Their past signings have included Mike Tyson, Cheech and Chong, Dan Henderson, Hulk Hogan, Burt Reynolds, Ernie Banks, John Wooden, Marcus Allen, 100 more. I'm telling you, go to their website, find out who they're signing next. These are the guys that always feed us Kevin Randleman, they got on the podcast. They helped us get Don Fry. They helped us get all these guys. Mark Coleman. These are the guys that get us on the podcast. So these guys are really, really good dude. His name is Sean, and he loves MMA. He loves supporting our podcast, and he wants to sponsor you.
Me?
Yes, he does.
So many people want to sponsor me.
I'm telling you. He goes, how can I get on Marina? I'm not like that. But yes. So anyway.
Okay.
What?
AIA. Say the website again.
www. Dot, right? What, we just, what was it? It's AI. Why did you just fuck me up?
Sorry, I was just going to repeat it.
Okay. Sorry. My bad. It's A. www.aiase.com.
Got it.
Aiase.com. Now, oh God, I had a crazy week. I was in Monterey doing comedy shows.
How was it?
I loved it. It's so beautiful there. And
I hear Monterey is really fucking pretty.
Really nice. Good, a good dating Clean. Place. Clean.
Yeah.
Good seafood. And I'm on stage doing this comedy show. First night, I go, who here shaves their vagina? I do a whole vagina bit. And then some lady yells out, I have a hairy bush. I swear to God, she yells that out. And her boyfriend was like a little person. So I was like, oh, do you use it as a fur coat?
Like little person like 5 foot or
like
little person like
four?
Three
maybe.
Foot.
I think he, like if he was on the little person basketball team, he'd be the center, you know, but he still, I think, would make the team, you know?
Gotcha.
So I'm doing a whole thing about.
He would be the center.
Okay. He's definitely the biggest little. He's not like Vern Troyer.
He'd
little.
Be doing the jump ball.
Yes, yeah, I gotcha. But he was still, you know. But he. So I did 10 minutes on this girl's bush. But it was like she was crazy. She was like, I think she might have been on drugs or something. But it was funny. And then the next night, this girl comes to my show, and she's always like, hey, I want to take pictures of you. I want to take pictures of you for this magazine. I go, okay, sure, no problem. So in the back of the room, I do a joke, and there's this guy dressed like a woman who's like, hey, what's up? You're so funny. Ah! He has this,
did you
like,
take a picture with him?
Yeah.
Smart idea.
I actually Periscoped him afterwards. Are you on Periscope?
What is that?
I'll tell you about it in a second. So this guy is just yelling stuff like, oh my, I'm like, so what do you do, sir? He's like, I sell coke and I do coke. Like, this is what he's yelling during my set.
Okay.
And Which, of course, was
so
like...
So are you like, material, yes?
Oh, it was a fucking gold mine.
It was a melee. It was a melee of material.
It was ridiculous. I was like, oh, really, miss? Dude, I don't know what to call. I don't know if it was a... If he went all the way or if he got the surgery. I don't know if it was a he, she. I didn't know. I couldn't really see that well.
You just saw that it was a he.
Back of the room. He sounded like a he.
It
looked like a woman. So, I asked him. You know, I'm like, oh, Caitlyn Jenner's here. Like, I did a whole... A whole thing about it. I was like, sir, I'm sure people do coke off your penis. But I was like, dude, it was the whole thing.
Or what used to be your penis.
Or what used to be, yeah, or your clit. It was like unbelievable. It was crazy. It was a good show. It definitely made the show. People were dying laughing, and he was super nice. But then the girl took pictures. Is like after the show, she was like, oh, this is my father. Like her father became a woman, and or was a drag queen or something, you know, so. Like I gave her a lot of credit. I'm like, that's really hard having your father become a woman's got to be tough. You know, that's got to be a tough thing. I mean, I've got to see like Brody Jenner. I give him a lot of credit. That's got to be tough. I know people like you want to be accepting and everyone's equal and yada yada. Everyone has a right to be happy. It's mm-hmm. still got to be hard if your dad all of a sudden one day is like, I'm not your mom. That's
yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
And she still called him her father. So obviously, he didn't have the surgery. So, but it was incredible. It was funny. It was a really funny show. He told me, he goes, you're my favorite comic. You're the new Doug Stanhope, which is a huge honor. I awesome. Love Doug Stanhope. He goes, I want to come to all your shows. Oh, but then he tried to grab my cock. And I
no,
swear,
he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no.
And I was like, dude, you know.
You crossed the line.
You crossed the line. You come on. You can't. I mean, I didn't get angry. I didn't get physical. I was just like, yeah. Come on. It was like,
not into that.
Yeah, you
not
know
into what's going on right now.
Bubble,
you're popping it.
But I handled it pretty adult like, you know, because you can't just grab people's cocks. So you can't. There's a fucking line there. You should have
been like, that's assault, brother.
Right. If a guy just grabs like a girl's vagina, he'd be arrested in 3 seconds. But if I went to the police and said this.
She.
But the girl was calling it the father. So yeah. This, you know, grab my cock. They would laugh at me. I don't know if they would laugh, but they wouldn't take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, relax. I'm not gonna go press charges. But if a girl was like, some dude, you know, you gotta be. I don't care who you are. You can't just grab people's junk.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, right. Right.
Right.
So speaking of shaving, now is your girlfriend? I know she's like about to give birth. Shaving. Does she still shave down there, or she just lets it go?
No. She keeps it clean.
She keeps it clean. Yes. Wow. Is she not worried about damaging the kid's face or something? Like if he comes out that.
What makes you think she does it herself? Maybe she goes and has somebody else do it. When you're pregnant, you don't want to do shit.
You have someone wax your vagina when you're pregnant?
Why not? You have a fucking tummy.
Yeah.
You don't even want to guess with a razor.
Jake, is that true? Is she having people to wax her vaginas?
I'm just saying that like if I was pregnant.
That's not it. What?
If I was pregnant, which I'm not, but if I was. I would probably go and have somebody do that for me.
Do you do it now? Do you have someone do it for you?
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Because.
The fans want to know.
Well, I don't
okay,
really give
so,
a shit.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what Periscope is. It's this new app, right? Have you seen it, Jake?
Oh, yeah.
So like right now, I'm going to go live. We're going to go live, and we go live on the MMA Roasted podcast, right?
So, yeah, what it is, it's basically...
Live on...
Oh, you have it too, right?
I do. I also, I've more so used a... Well, I've heard of Periscope. I have a similar one called Hang With. It's actually you can broadcast yourself live.
Right.
So
what's the difference between Hang With and Periscope?
Well, they're basically just two different.
It's the same exact thing.
It's very very similar.
Okay, so look, so Marina,
broadcast
right?
yourself.
So now we're live on the MMA Roasted podcast with Marina and Jake Ellenberger, and now it goes right to your Twitter feed.
Oh, cool!
And now all these people can talk and
holy
like see
shit.
Us.
Everybody's. They're like, let's join the party.
All these people. So yeah. Here with Marina and Jake Ellenberger.
So anybody who follows
Adam.
What up,
Adam? What up, guys?
Yeah. What's up?
So anybody who follows me.
We'll get they'll get an alert and say Adam's broadcasting.
Yeah, there's Evan thing, so. Evan right there. How's it going? He really does have a beard. All right, see?
And a really nice haircut.
Hello from Chicago. What's up? See? And then that's how it is. Isn't that crazy?
So now we're doing two things at the same
time. This is like technology now, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, guys, starting in July, we're going to be doing the podcast twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come out that day.
Yep.
So we have good things in the future. Get laid, Jake, and go get that belt.
Oh, thank you.
Said.
Yeah.
What up, boss?
My
hey,
man.
Adam. Hey, what's up? Sick. Hello from Rhode Island. Look at all these people.
Here we go. Marina.
Everyone, oh, my God. There's different angles.
Yes.
Sweet.
Adam Hunter.
So now we could actually videotape the podcast and have it do a live feed.
Wow.
This is like the future right here. Technology. Has Adam made a sexual comment yet? Of course. Them gins. Marina, hi.
Hi.
Hello from West Virginia.
Podcast, hi, West guys. Virginia.
Yes.
Doing okay. The MMA Roasted podcast.
Look at, so, look at all these hearts.
What do you guys, what do you guys think of the Hendo knockout?
There's our man, Evan.
We want to know.
Marina is a smoke show. What does that mean?
Beard. I don't have no idea.
It just means you're smoking hot.
So. Oh.
Okay.
Adam acting like
two shows a week. Why is it? Anyway, guys, listen, we're going to go back to the regular podcast. We just wanted to say hello.
This is a tease.
Thank you guys so much.
Teasing you.
Jake, Marina, me, the supernova. Yes. From Moldova.
Yes.
Yo, what's up,
Moldova?
Guys, how's it going?
There's so many things happening right now. Oh, my God.
Is it true that you railed Hanato Laranja's mama? Yes, that is true. Thank you very much. I love you, Marina. Adam, when are you coming to Vegas? July 4th weekend. No, July 11th, fight weekend. Okay, cool.
Drone.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Cool. Technology and anybody, is, like,
yeah,
fucking
and
crazy.
Every time, you know, when you're broadcasting, people can write messages, that whole thing, so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the future. This is the future.
It is.
Of nosiness?
Yeah, but it's crazy. But what's, I think this is going to be, I don't know how long this is going to last, by the way, because, like, you could just show up and be like, hey, you're live with, and then people are like, don't want to be, like, sign a consent form or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, this is
check
a,
it out.
This is an accident waiting to happen. Don't you think?
My buddy Marina, my buddy asks if you will marry him.
Ah,
MMA minutes.
MMA minutes.
Minutes?
No.
Sorry, minutes.
So
I tried.
We were talking about the Hendo knockout. That was amazing. I thought Tim Boesch had a terrible game plan.
Terrible.
What's that? Run at him, attack.
Yeah,
just
run
straight
at
straight line.
Trade punches with a guy who arguably has the hardest right hand in MMA history.
Well, Adam, I disagree. I would say that was a good game plan. He was going in to hurt him early.
Tim was going to hurt
Hendo?
Yeah,
if you sit back, he's going to, you know what I mean? It's like, I get it. He probably should have been a little more patient and choose when he was going to attack, but.
So he got knocked out in 28 seconds, and you think that was a good game plan?
I do.
How could that possibly,
well,
how could that be possible?
You're fighting Dan Henderson, Adam. Listen,
yeah,
like,
I know, but you're coming to a guy, Dan Henderson's like 1-5 in his last six fights.
Exactly, but if you see, I mean, like I said, he could have been a little more patient.
Yeah.
I mean, 5-1.
No, 1-5.
1-5?
He's lost, I think, four of his last.
Oh,
three or four
shit.
Of his
that's
last.
Right. Fuck.
But against top guys. Don't get me wrong. Top,
yeah, no,
top
against,
guys
against
the
toppest guys.
Yeah.
Like the best guys.
Yeah.
But still, it seems like Tim Boesch had the perfect just trade punches with a guy who has the, I mean, look, then you go, well, where could Tim have beaten him? Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. Like wrestling,
it's,
I mean,
tough,
Tim
man.
Was a four-time state champion. Dan was an Olympian wrestler.
Yeah.
But does Tim have Olympic-level wrestling? No,
no.
But MMA wrestling is different.
Yeah.
But Dan hasn't really used his wrestling in a very long time. That's
true.
Where
he doesn't really still use it much. But.
So grappling? Does Tim have the advantage of grappling?
Well, I mean, if I'm fighting Dan Henderson, I'm going to go in and pick and choose when I attack, but either go for a takedown or get him to work, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get what he was trying to do. He was trying to attack him, trying to catch him, you know, hurt him early or at least get him on the defensive. But, you know.
I think he saw the last fight he had against Musasi where he went out real quick. He got tapped almost like with a jab almost.
Yeah.
And then he probably said, this guy's chin's gone.
Was it like a hook maybe?
It was like a check hook or something.
Yeah.
And he probably said, I can catch this guy quickly. But didn't, you know.
But he didn't even take the angle. Like, if you watch the fight, he just shot right in. Like, you can't do that on a heavy hitter.
Very dangerous.
At all.
Very dangerous.
That's like
plan.
Walking into a fucking train. You
yeah.
just can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you have a fight coming up? Any news?
Stay tuned.
Whoa!
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
So, no fights, no dates as of now.
As of right now.
Okay. Now, the other fights that were good, I tell you who surprised me the most was Ben Rothwell. I did not see that coming at all.
Which part?
The finish, or
him winning?
It's weird. Like, I saw him winning by knockout, possibly, hurting him.
Yeah.
It seems like some guys, like, when they do jiu-jitsu, it seems like, you know how some of you guys getting, like, caught in a hold and they tap immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're like, you know what, I don't want to risk hurting my leg or going out. It seemed like that was like, it was like a panic tap almost. That's what somebody said on a message board. And I was like, no, that makes a lot of sense. Like, it didn't seem like he was that close to going out, right?
No, not at all.
But that choke he got is so fucking tight. Like,
yeah.
Especially like if you're a big guy like he is and you have big hands, like, it's really fucking easy.
But it was like basically a front headlock, no?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it looked like, yeah.
I mean, it seemed like I, as a wrestler, I've been in the front headlocks a billion times. Maybe not that tight by a guy like Ben Rothwell, but
that seemed real soon. I mean, it, if you look at his hands, though, they were like this.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a. I mean, it was kind of a neck crank a little bit, but
it was weird. Know. It wasn't like a Matt Hughes when he knocked when he tapped Ricardo Arona, right? Was that
Almeida?
Almeida.
Yeah.
With that, where he was like that was. I could see he had it for a while,
yeah.
And then he sort of cranked it. It's Matt Hughes, and you put him out, and that's crazy to do that to a high level black belt like Almeida. But it just seemed like Mitrione panicked, and it just shows you how mental MMA is because yeah. I don't think he was in danger of going out.
No,
I don't know.
He was moving pretty well too in the beginning of the fight. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
Mitrione moves well. He's very agile for heavyweight.
Yeah,
but I don't think you know when it comes down to it. When you really want to see who's a fighter, you know, wait till you get hit. It just didn't seem like he really wanted to be there. That's just my observation.
It's weird because he beats guys that I think he's going to lose to. Like he beats all the guys ranked under him. I mean, like the Big Beast and these other guys. Like he just demolishes them.
Yeah.
But then when he gets to that upper echelon, even like the Roy Nelsons and these other guys, he seems to somehow mentally get defeated by some of these guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he destroyed Kimbo, and he lost to Xiao, but that same type of but Xiao had like a Darsen, right? He lost with or some type of.
You talking about Mitrione?
Yeah,
yeah, it was a Dars.
It was mm-hmm. Dars, yeah.
I'll tell you, Mitrione's speech at the end was pretty fucking awesome.
Rothwell,
I
know, you mean?
I hear it.
He went into like strange WWE demon.
Fuck.
Rothwell.
Yeah, not Mitrione, Ben Rothwell's speech. That was awesome. Good for him because there's a guy, I remember watching Ben Rothwell in the IFL, and I remember watching him just, he's a guy that's just been around forever.
Yeah.
And he never really makes any noise in the division. He's always a tough guy, but he never seems to really, you don't really talk about him when you talk about like the elite of the elite. So maybe him becoming Jim the Anvil Neidhart is a good thing because I'll tell you what, more people were talking about that speech than they were about his performance, which was great. And sometimes you guys need a gimmick. Sometimes people need a gimmick.
That's his gimmick. No, I've known Ben for a long, like back in the day, being Tim, he was Tim Sylvia's training partner at Militant's gym, and he's always been a top guy, especially like through the IFL, you know, and in the UFC, it's kind of like he hasn't really broken into that top echelon, but he's been very quiet. I think it's kind of worked against him though.
He had that one fight against Kane, right? Was it the Cain Velasquez fight where he just got obliterated? Was that who he fought?
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Did Rothwell fought? I think Ben Rothwell fought somebody that was just a beatdown. I forgot who. I think I'm pretty sure it was Cain Velasquez. Why am I? I'm actually blanking a little bit on. I believe it was a fight where it was brutal. It really showed the different levels between the two. But you know, so. Now Rothwell is saying that him versus Andre Arlovsky should go fight for the number one title, right? But I don't really see that. I mean, why is Stipe not there? I mean, Stipe to me is the guy.
Stipe is gonna get the title shot before that.
Oh,
and he was saying that he would want the winner of that fight.
Oh, okay.
The winner of that fight should get the next shot after Stipe.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, Ben Rothwell, he did get
beat by Kane. Yeah, TKO, he just Kane Gonzaga. Destroyed him. Yeah,
he's been a little bit inconsistent, but I mean, if you look at the guys, he's been facing the top guys by far.
Yeah. No, there were a lot of really good fights in that. I mean, this goes to show you, like,
look at that record, shit.
Like on paper, people were like, "Oh, UFC New Orleans gonna suck." But, you know,
there were some good fights.
Because it's supposed to be Bader versus Cormier. Mm. It just goes to show you. I mean, you never know. You never know if it's going to be a good card or not card. I mean, on paper, sometimes it's just, you never know. Right?
Those have been some of the best cards. The ones that seem like they're going to be duds.
Yeah, exactly. What else were on the I'm trying to think of trial who else what else on the
and it's good to like watch those kinds of cards because a lot of those fighters aren't on the main cards, so when it's exciting, like they make a name for themselves finally,
yeah,
and their fight has a voice, and it's just
definitely
you know who I
always like watching is Sean Jordan.
Oh yeah,
the heavyweight.
Yeah.
I love watching that guy.
because you know it's going to be a knockout. There's going to be a knockout involved.
He goes for the finish.
I don't think he has. He even knows how not to go for the finish. Yeah. He just trades punches until someone falls down, and if he wins, he does a backflip, which is crazy. Yeah, he's such an agile guy. Sean Jordan, a guy like Sean Jordan, you think he'll ever crack the top 10?
It's hard to say. I would hope so.
Right.
I'm not sure though. If he can stay consistent.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to say congratulations to my brother Max. He graduated college a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
And he keeps like, hey, how come I'm gonna? Yeah. So I'm super
shout out.
Super proud of my brother Max. I love you, buddy. He worked really hard for this, and he's a great kid.
Nice job.
He's been
congratulations.
He's
been my best friend. Business.
Nice.
My best friend forever. So congratulations. And Christian, by the way, it's funny because one of our listeners is always like, for the years, like, Adam, I love your podcast. You know, you're the guy who talks to Phil Baroni, and you guys get the real scoop. He goes, you and Ellenberger and Marina, I love you guys. Anything I can donate, let me donate. When's your movie coming out? And he kept asking me.
Wow.
So finally, I'm like, I hit him up. I'm like, yo, here's the movie. I figured the guy's going to give me $20, $30. $750.
Damn.
Wow.
Because he just loves the podcast. He's like, man, I can't thank you. So thank you, Christian, by the way.
Man, that's
Christian
awesome.
Gave me seven. And Chael gave me $250.
Christian.
Chael. Chael sent it, $250.
That's awesome.
Man. And Glozell. I don't know if you know Glozell, the YouTube star. She gave me. So yeah, which is great. So that was awesome. I mean, I'm so happy. Brian Ortega looked pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different animal there.
What do you mean by that?
No, just super fucking aggressive, and he wanted to come back. You saw that in his fight.
Well, he won his first fight, but he just got popped for
He fought like he lost.
Yeah.
And I can respect that.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it with these guys? He like taking this stuff. Like, do you think like when he first started taking? I think he got. I don't know what he got popped with, but some type of Evan. You know what he got popped with?
Was it a diuretic or was it a steroid?
I think. I mean, just off memory. I think I feel like it was a steroid.
Yeah, I think it was a steroid. Do you think guys just get nervous to like, you know, I gotta win my first fight, and they just panic and they start taking stuff just because, you know, they don't have the. I mean, what is it?
Well, it's everybody has their own reasons why they do stuff, but it's I feel like for some guys it's they want to get it. Everybody wants to get an edge. They want to be whatever it may be, or they don't think they're gonna get tested, or they're not gonna get caught. I assume it's like anybody robbing a bank. They don't think they're going to get caught. And they do.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It's
so funny, though, because like Vitor Belfort's last fight, I mean, it was so obvious that the guy, when he was on TRT, was a different fighter. I mean, just a completely different fighter, to the point where I think he forgot how to fight almost. I mean, he was on the ground getting mounted and throwing punches. Like, that was his way of escaping the mount, which people are like, all these people started texting, like, did I just see a black belt try to escape the mount by throwing punches? Like, people were, fighters were saying, what is going on?
Yep.
It's almost like, but now, you know, he's saying, I still can get a title. I don't know. I feel like that the bubble is gone, but it's just crazy how much of a different fight. I mean, there's a guy who knocked out Luke Rockhold. Look how good Luke Rockhold looks.
He knocked out Dan Henderson. Knocked a lot of guys out.
Dan Henderson. Yeah. By the way, Tim Kennedy wants to fight Hendo next. He called him out today on Twitter.
Dang. I would watch that.
What do you think of that fight?
Interesting.
It's hard to count Dan Henderson out of any fight. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of want to be like,
you get people caught with that, right? It's done.
But I kind of think
he hits so incredibly hard. Like, I mean, it's like, hey, guys, people can be like, oh, he's older, he should be moving on, this whole thing. It's like, yeah, but he's always dangerous.
At the same time, the guy's 44 years old.
Yeah.
He was a Pride champion,
44.
A UFC champion. He was an Olympian. He's an amazing wrestler. The guy's accomplished so much. He's got a smoking hot girlfriend. I mean,
wife now.
Wife. You see those wedding pictures where they were in the wedding? They had these wedding photos where it was like, they wore like, she wore like a bikini at her wedding. And, like, you could see her full ass, basically. And Dan's like all happy, missing teeth. I mean, just incredible. What does he have to prove? And
nothing. He's already got it all.
But why does he? But okay, you knocked out Tim Bosch in 29 seconds. Go out on a high. I don't want to see him come back and get knocked out by Yoel Romero. You know, I don't want to see him get knocked. Like, it just, it's enough. To me, it's like, okay, you won. You want to go out and win? Go out and win.
Do you know how many people he's got saying this type of shit to him?
Nobody. Nobody's telling him.
I don't think so.
For everybody who's telling him that,
I don't think so.
There's 15,000 people telling him, you're the man. Fuck yeah. I love you. You're my hero. Yeah. Dan Henderson.
He is smart enough.
No.
Yes. Yes. He knows what he's risking. He's gone past the point of not knowing.
They like, all know. But you look at all these guys' records. Jens Pulver, Mark Coleman, Kevin Randleman, yeah. Don Fry. I mean, these are Ken Shamrock. They've lost 7 in a row, 8 in a row. Too much brain damage. Dan Henderson has taken a lot of punishment.
Well, I think even to your point, Adam, like a lot of guys don't have an exit strategy to begin with. Second of all, they don't know anything else to do but fighting. So it's hard to – I mean, a guy like Dan, if we were talking about the guys he's beat, he's knocked out Fedor, you know, one of the arguably best heavyweights of all time. Mm-hmm. And he's beat some of the top guys in the world. Multiple-time world champion. What's the motivation to continue fighting? I get it. I would have stopped fighting probably about a decade ago if I was him. But that's, you know, he's still one of the best guys ever.
No, I know. I know it, and it's beautiful.
Do you know it?
I think he's got 2 fights left though on his contract.
I think he should just go out. Fulfill those. And I'm not saying it at this as a hater or being disrespectful. I'm saying with the utmost respect, mm-hmm. Dude. We have not seen
just
the side effects of taking punches in MMA in 20 years from now. I don't want to see Hendo drooling.
Yeah.
And anybody who tells him different is honestly doing the guy a disservice. And unless they put him in with like guys who don't have punching power, which is not that many guys out there. Mm-hmm. You know. By the way, Luke Barnett got cut. That pissed me off.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's some bullshit. Honestly, Luke's my friend. But there's a guy who is an ambassador for the sport, is a well-spoken guy,
yep.
A nice guy. He lost 3 fights in a row, but 2 out of the 3 were split decisions. Then he fights Mark Munoz in the Philippines,
yeah.
And he loses. But, I mean, it was a good fight. It was a close fight. It was an entertaining fight. It wasn't that close. But still, come on, man. Why are they cutting him? Yeah. Plus, he's my friend.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, but it pissed me off a little bit, right?
Bummer, man. That's
I mean, tough. I understand it's 3 in a row. What do you think? How's Shayna doing, by the way?
She's good. She's good. She's Shayna is not a noob to this. Like, she's not, it's not anything that she, you know, ruled out. And she's just really ready for whatever is next. You know, if she wants to fight, she's got options. You know, there are organizations who respect what she's done in the sport that will absolutely take her on in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, because she is in here an entertainer. And, she's really looking into the pro wrestling stuff, and she's just really fucking happy.
Good. You know? I like
Shayna. She just got back from China because she was cornering Colleen Schneider, who just won her fight in China. I forget for what organization.
Really?
Yeah.
And by the way, Colleen is Josh's girlfriend,
yeah,
right?
Josh Barnett's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But she just fucked this chick up.
Really?
For 3 rounds, just fucked her up.
They flew her out to China for this?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And apparently, like, all social media there is completely illegal.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, we have this app called Glide where you can send, like, video messages back and forth.
Right.
And they were just gliding us the whole time. Yeah.
Now, does Shayna, I know that she, when she came here, she was drunk and wanted to make out with everybody.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday. She really wanted to make out with people. Is that mm-hmm. how she really is? Like, she just wants to make out all the time?
When she's drunk.
When she's drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you ever made out with her?
No.
Has she tried?
Yes.
is it like awkward or just like,
no,
because
it's just like I just face mush her and I'm just like, Shayna, no.
You face mush her?
Yeah, like my hand. I just put my hand on her face and I just push her away.
So like, okay, all right. Well, but she takes it as like a joke. She knows it's cool. She's
yeah,
like,
no, she just laughs about it.
She doesn't get insulted?
No, not at all.
Really? Because if I was like,
we're
trying
cool
to hook up
like
with a
that.
Chick, all right.
We're friends like that. We have a very awesome dynamic.
Like when me and Jake get drunk, he tries to make out with me, and I'm
all
like,
the
dude,
time. Jake,
I have
you
to space
stop.
Smush him because he's
got
like,
a baby on the way, man.
Yeah, I get cut off. I get shut down.
Now, do other chicks see that? It's so crazy. Any day now. That's nuts.
Literally, a phone call at any time could happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do you have extra motivation now to be Stephen Thompson? You have to.
I mean, yeah, well, Not necessarily any more than I normally do. I mean, things are definitely like at a faster pace for me, so it's exciting. Like I like things like that because I can just you don't sit still for a while. But no, I mean Stephen Thompson, he's beat a long time ago. That fight's over.
You are the most relaxed human being I've ever met in my life. I've known Jake for like 3 years now. I don't think I've ever seen you get angry. But it's very internal. Like he starts breathing heavy, and then like smoke comes out of his ears, and then he walks away. Like you may be the scariest human. I really think he's a serial killer, and that like I'm happy that like we're friends because I'm not on your list. But there's no way that you're not like Dexter in real life. A little bit, right? I mean, how many people have you murdered? Honestly,
zero.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hmm. There's something going on, man. You are a strange dude. You might be the strangest fucking dude.
I've heard that before.
Now, you had a celebrity poker tournament, right?
I did.
Every week you have a celebrity poker tournament.
No.
Did you win?
No, I did. I won one online, though, this last weekend that I was pretty happy about.
Did you beat Tito? I think maybe you're going to see Tito at one.
No, he was supposed to come at the last one I was at, but he couldn't make it, so.
Oh, nice. Tito got injured from a celebrity poker tournament?
Did pull out, man.
He pulled out of a celebrity poker tournament? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
No, I took third in that one, though. So
okay.
At 18, so not bad.
By the way, Lance Palmer won over the weekend in the World Series of Fighting.
Beat
Chris Hardecki. Lance Palmer, I mean, he fucked him up. He beat him quickly. He just took him down, rear naked choke, first round. Lance Palmer is a beast. I think
he's a monster.
He might be the next... I don't know if he's the next big thing, but you could put him in anywhere right now.
Yeah.
UFC, Bellator, he's giving anyone a problem.
Yeah.
Shows you how good your boy Georgie is, because Georgie beat him. The only guy to beat at Lance Palmer was Georgie.
Yeah.
How's Georgie doing?
Georgie's recovering from his knee surgery, but he's walking, and right. He's doing all the rehab. I actually just talked to him this morning on the phone. I'm going, or he's coming to the gym to watch me spar on Wednesday, and he's doing all the right things.
So is he your head trainer?
No, he's just a really close, like, teammate of mine. You know, like, he watches me and, like, tells me what I need to work on.
He's sparring with men or women?
Both. Mm. Mostly men.
Really?
Yeah.
Pros?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah. But he right now, he's, I think, just now embracing, you know, just being there for his teammates. He kind of had a period where he kind of closed himself off and just got a little insane, which he is. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, he's crazy.
He's fucking crazy. He tried walking on his leg that he had surgery on, like 2 weeks after surgery. And like he just really wants to get back in there. Fighting is his release. Fighting is the closest thing he has in his life that really releases all that shit out. So
Ronda Rousey said that she sold her old car for $21,000.
Yes.
But she requested that nobody jerk off in it.
Yes.
Is that a normal thing to do? I mean, that's just a little strange.
Well, I mean, now in her world, it's really not, so.
But why does she care if someone buys a car if they jerk off? How many people are jerking off in cars in general?
Maybe she just said that as a joke. Don't entertain it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is her comedy?
Yeah.
That's just funny that she said that, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to write a joke about it, but the premise itself is so funny.
The Fonda is gone.
So, but I don't. I kind of wanted to buy the car now just to jerk off in it because she said I couldn't do it. No, but I who would want to? I mean, to people like.
Did she auction it or did it like?
Yeah, on eBay.
She got $21,000. Thing's probably worth like four, or three.
Yeah.
But it's Ronda. I can see why people would buy it. It's a collectible. But she slept in the car, I guess. But she probably is
both
worried.
Both of us have slept in that car.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I lived with her, when 20 to 21, we lived together in Venice. A while ago, and there have been a couple of times where we've had to sleep in the car.
Wow. Has she masturbated in the car?
I don't fucking know.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, if she's allowed to do it, then whoever the next owner should be able to do it.
You can do whatever you damn well please.
Right. Have you ever jerked off in a car while driving?
No.
Really?
In driving?
While driving?
In my, no.
I have. Back in the day, back in my crazy
dark
days. Sometimes I was driving like 9 hours. I'd stay awake. You know, that's a form of keeping yourself up, literally.
Why do we still have our headphones on?
I don't know.
By the way, we do have to call Anthony Burchak, so it's probably a good thing. That, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Cool.
So before we call Anthony Burchak, I want to give a shout out to all three of our sponsors. We have some amazing sponsors. I love our fucking sponsors, by the way.
Can you give me the numbers to our
What?
The numbers?
Yes, I will give you. Thanks for whispering on the show. You will have all the sponsors. No problem. First, I wanted to give a thanks to HempCore. HempCore, thank you guys for sponsoring us. I've been taking HempCore, and I have never felt better. It's 100% pure hemp protein. Guys, it's super healthy.
You said it's gluten-free, too.
Gluten-free, no GMOs. This is the real deal. Go to HempCoreStore.com, HempCoreStore, HempCoreStore.com. Also, has your place been vandalized? Have gangs tagged up everywhere? Come on, guys. Listen, storefront property, super important. RemoveItRestoration.com, RemoveItRestoration.com. Call them 1-888-424-9697. And, by the way, we have a new sponsor, which I am super, super excited about, which is Sports American Icon Autographs. American Icon Autographs, www.aiase.com. I'm telling you guys, check out their website. They got See Who's Signing Next. They put on the best shows. They really do, especially pro wrestling shows. Guys like Hulk Hogan, Mike Tyson's been to their shows, Marcus Allen, Cheech and Chong, Ernie Banks, Burt Reynolds. Trust me. Now, we have to call Anthony Berchek, who's coming off a huge win over Mr. Joe Soto.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Anthony Berchek.
What's going on?
Hey, man. Sorry, I was on the side of the road. I smacked my tire, and then it blew up, and then I was, like, an hour late for the podcast, so we had to push everything back an hour. I do apologize.
It's all right, man. As long as you're safe, that's all I care about.
Oh, man. By the way, congratulations on your
Congratulations!
You got Marina Shafi here, as well as Jake Ellenberger.
Thank you.
Dude, that was amazing, man. You hurt him quickly, and then you went in for the kill. He was trying to do some kind of, like, Matrix stuff on you, but it didn't seem to work.
No, you know, he's got really good head movement, and I've watched the replay up against the cage a couple times, and I was trying to peel his wig back with those elbows, dude, but, you know, I was trying to land punches, and I caught a couple of the uppercut and the left hook is what put him down, and I was just... As soon as he got that heel hook knee bar transition when he hit the ground, I was like, no, I'm not reliving this. No.
Yeah.
The bull took over, man, and I had to come forward and whack him.
No, I was worried too, because I was at that fight when that one kid who you fought the last time, all he did was knee bars, and you got caught in a knee bar. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I was worried about you. But, You came back and you just destroyed this dude. And this is Joe Soto, who went five rounds with T.J. Dillashaw. I mean, this is not this is not some like scrubby kid.
No, Joe's a world champion, and you know he's a Bellator world champion. He was the Tachi world champion. You know, I trained for a world champion, and you know he brought the best out of me. I busted my ass day in and day out. I had a lot of bad luck and tough draws on some of this shit, and. Finally, for all of it to wash off, man, and really see the fruits of my labor was, you know, I keep saying a dream come true because it is, you know, I thought, you know, someone pinched me, man, because the feeling wasn't real, man. It was so surreal. It was amazing.
No, it was awesome, dude. I was super stoked for you. Now, I know your girlfriend or your wife, she's, you just proposed to her, right?
Yeah, just proposed to Mercedes, so we've been engaged now since Mother's Day.
Aw.
Congrats, man.
Aw, congratulations.
And I like Mercedes. Yes. She's a fighter, too. She also manages fighters. She may have the biggest boobs ever seen in my entire life.
Hey, they're going down, though, man. She stopped breastfeeding, so.
Oh, man.
She's all sad. She's like, she's like looking at me all sad, puppy face. She's like, how do they look? I was like, they look like tits. They look great. You ever seen a bad pair of tits? I mean, yes, but yours, not yours. So.
Now I know you got four kids.
They're back to normal.
Now I know you. I know you got. You, I mean, you have. You have four kids to feed. You got a wife. I super proud of you. Did your wife? Did Mercedes give you the best head you ever gotten after the fight, or what?
Oh man, I'm afraid to comment on that one.
Come on, tell us. We have to know.
I'm just gonna. I'll just wink. I'm just winking. How about that?
Oh,
wink,
nice.
Wink. Yeah.
That works. That works. Marina, if like your man won a big fight, would you give him amazing head afterwards?
I was asking
Marina. Marina, if you were dating a guy and he won his first UFC fight, how? I mean, because I know that Russians are notorious for.
I would do celebratory things.
Like what?
Celebratory things.
All right. Okay. Celebratory things. Marina's a little.
Celebratory things.
Like anal or no? No. Listen. No. We are. we were all super proud of you, man. Honestly, I was jumping up around. I was so happy for you because I know how hard you worked, man.
Even on his bad knee, he was just jumping up and down for you.
Well, because I know that this guy, Perchek, literally came up to me last year and he was like, hey, man, I want to get in the UFC. Can you help tweet it out? So I'm sitting there tweeting for him. You know, you've been around for a while. You were an Olympian. You were like a Olympian, like not an Olympic, but you were like a junior Olympian Greco wrestler. But then you kind of lost in high school, but you should have won. And then you've been doing this for a long time. You've been at it. You've been working. So it was so nice to see you get your first UFC win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it just, like I said, being able to see all the hard work and perseverance and dedication and the bullshit that I've had to trudge through to finally get this one win made it all worth it, you know? And
I mean, what was some of that bullshit you went through?
Oh, dude, I got a lot of heat for what I said about TJ, you know, doing it in five rounds and me only doing it in one, you know, it stirred a lot of feathers. And I never called out TJ directly. I just pointed out facts that, you know, it went five rounds with TJ and I finished Joe in one. You know, and people are like, oh, he's calling out the champ and this and that. I didn't call out the champ. All I did was point out a series of facts.
So what if you did call the champ? Who cares? I mean, even if you
exactly.
called...
I called the champ out? Fuck you. That's what I would have said.
who cares if you call... That's what you're supposed to do.
But we've talked about this. You know, I mean, my house getting broken into at 177 after not being able to fight Joe Soto. You know what I mean? And losing coaches, losing friends, you know... My brother, you know, committing suicide and losing teammates and you know, losing a camp. And it just, I've lost so much, you know, and it's been so hard to want to really continue and keep that spark and that passion. I feel like if people knew my journey and the shit that I had to go through to get this, that maybe they wouldn't be so offended by me actually being proud of myself for getting a win. I'm fucking proud of what I did. I'm super excited and you know, proud of myself for getting this win. This was something that was, this is the top win of my career by far.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's the thing. It's like I was so happy for you because I didn't know about your brother. I'm really sorry to hear about that. I knew that you I knew that the Reebok deal hurt you a little bit, you know, because I know how hard your wife goes out to get sponsors for you. I mean, she literally is like calling the local pet store, and she's like, "Will you sponsor?"
Yeah, man.
You know,
absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, I'm tier one, and you know, to only be getting $2,500 a fight after this now is gonna suck. And you know, I'm losing out. You know, we usually rake in anywhere from 8 to 10. You know, for a fight and sponsors, 8 to 10K, and that's like, you know, it's going away now. So that's what I've been, you know, living off of. And people don't understand how important sponsors are to fighters.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's just been, you know, we're taking a big hit on it. And you know what, man, we had a Reebok meeting at Fight Week this week, and Matt Mitrione, you know, it really brought up some good points and stuff. And, you know, I'm excited, I'm optimistic about it, but at the same time, we're going to go through some growing pains, and you know, while we're figuring all this out.
Well, I mean, your wife is a hustler. I mean, she's a hustler. She's like, he has like this cool, she's 1-0 as an amateur. But she's like always fighting with people, like defending him on Twitter.
That's fucking awesome.
It's like, it's such a cute little couple. And Anthony was one of the guys who did the sprawl challenge for my friend who had cancer. I asked like 20 fighters to do it. He was one of two. You and actually you, Cody Bollinger, Jake did it, and Biggie Mike Rhodes did it. And that really meant a lot to me to have a guy of like your caliber do it. I know that you went down to Greg Jackson's camp. I saw you training with all those guys over there. Now, was that kind of change your whole life? Change your training? Change your fight? Everything?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up. Where was
As far as going to Greg Jackson's camp, how much did that help you?
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, Cub Swanson has been a great friend and mentor. You know, I had to thank him and shout him out after the fight. You know, I mean, it was kind of providence the way me and Cub linked up, you know, and just him kind of mentoring me in the game and, you know, the way things have gone, you know, from the WEC days to now when all the WEC guys came over to the UFC, you know, when times were good, when times were bad, you know, how to conduct myself, you know, how to carry myself in the business was important to me, you know, and him giving me some of the most elite training and big opportunities and doors that he's opened for me has been a big thing, you know, and I got to shout out Coach Brandon Gibson, Six Gun Gibson, for stepping up this weekend and helping me out with my striking and stuff. You know, we had an unfortunate circumstance with one of my coaches, and Brandon stepped up and helped me out, you know, and we got in a groove, man. Me and Gibson are on another level when it comes to linking up with the striking stuff. So I have to thank him very much because, you know, having him in my corner for that win meant a lot to me.
Well, good, man. So who do you want to fight next?
I don't know, man. I, there's anybody in the top 15.
No, let's call motherfuckers out, man. We're calling people out. who are we calling out?
I said Aljamain, man, because Aljamain and me would be an entertaining fight. You know, we're funky. You know, we do a lot of the same stuff. I think we bring in a very exciting fight to the table. You know, he's knocking off top teners. I'm about to knock off top teners.
That is a step in the right direction.
Joe was in the top 15, so I'm ready to rock with anybody, man.
Yeah, Aljamain, that's a tough guy to call out, man.
And that is a step in the right direction.
Look at
you.
Aljamain's undefeated, slick guy out of Long Island. I like it. Arizona versus Long Island. That's a good fight right there.
You know, and he tweeted me. He was like, "You don't want this static, bro." And I said, "No static, man. You know, if this was a foot race, we'd be racing. You know what I mean? If this was checkers, we'd play checkers, but we fight.
Yeah.
And I just want to fight the best."
All right.
Wait. You got to tell him to take that static and shove it right up his ass.
Right up his attic.
That's what you got to say. If you want to deal with this like a man, sign the line.
Yeah.
Tyron Woodley.
Know,
what was that? Hold on, Jake. What was that? Tyron Woodley?
That's how I ended it.
Yeah. Oh, Tyron Woodley. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
That's how I ended it.
I like it, man. Listen, dude, I'm super proud of you. I'm super happy for you. Get more head. Take advantage of this, dude. Your girlfriend looks like she knows how to give head. She's Mexican, right?
She's half Mexican.
She's half Mexican girls know how to take care of their men. I'm telling you, she looks like she gets the whole boobs involved, does the whole jerking thing, the whole salt shaker, right? The whole cheese grater. I'm telling you, she looks like she gives.
She's sitting right next to me, so oblivious. But when she hears this replay, she's gonna turn beet red.
Right, I'm telling you, you look like right. Am I right? Your girlfriend takes care of you. She says, "Lay down, Anthony."
You know what, man? Mercedes White has been the biggest godsend in my career. You know, she's you know, the mother of my children, my fiance, my manager, my rock. You know, we've made some really big leaps in the business, and you know, just relationship wise, she keeps everything so grounded. But she does it all. She does everything to the utmost of her ability. She's passionate, and I couldn't have a better woman behind me, man.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, see, awesome, Marina, that, this could be us. Just so
no,
you know.
It will never be us.
All right, listen.
This could be us, but
you're playing, Marina.
Definitely not playing a game. Not going to happen.
Well, listen, Anthony, we love you. Where can people find you on Twitter?
You guys can follow me at aburchakmma on Twitter and Instagram. My Facebook fan page is facebook.com/AnthonyBurchak. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to Alan Joban, too, for sending me that shirt. I took him back to New Orleans with me, man. So big shout out to Alan for sending me his Brahma shirt, man. It meant a lot.
Oh, yeah. He was on the last time you were on here, right?
Yeah. He was one of the co-hosts.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not root for a guy like that? You got to be an asshole to not root for that guy.
Dude, I don't know. Here's where the whole, like, nice guy gets you nowhere. Like,
yeah.
I figured that out a long time ago. Jake's a nice guy. Yeah, guess what? This is the hurt business. Like, I'm here to win fights. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like...
But you're still a nice guy. I mean, what
yeah,
have you
I'm
ever
nice
been a dick to anybody?
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, when it comes to, like,
fighting, even when you're a dick, it's kind of funny. Like, you can't help but like your dickness. even like the Tyron Woodley thing when you guys were going at it. Like,
yeah.
He was talking, like, 9 times as much as you. But I think everyone liked you. Everyone, people like Tyron also, but people just like you, Jake. You just, you have that, like, that, like, I wouldn't say every man thing, but people can, like, they know you're a hard worker. But I get what you're saying, though. He calls – I don't know what he's upset about as far as people getting mad at him for calling out Dillashaw. There's nowhere to go – but Dillashaw is the highest guy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, screw what people think. You know what I mean? Like,
no, and all these
take
people,
it as you will.
Yeah, like all these MMA spectators, they forget that, like, when you sign up to fighting, most of the fighters don't want to be number two and number three. Like, you don't go out there and hope – be like, I'm content with being –
yeah,
the number two spot.
Yeah,
if you're fighting to be number two or three, you're
fuck
in the wrong
that.
Sport.
Like,
so you want to be number one in the world? I know. 100. You want to be number one in the world?
That's, absolutely.
So you wake up every day, you're like, I'm number one in the world.
Absolutely.
Right. I love
because
that.
Because that's just how I am.
You know what's crazy though? Like, even with this Indiegogo campaign, by the way, I'm doing this movie. By the way, it's called Pinned. It's the first comedy about a wrestling. There's never been a wrestling comedy before, ever. Mm. You're in the trailer. You watch it? You're
it's
actually
great.
In the trailer. You don't even watch it.
No, I have.
Fucker. You're in it. Okay, but it's the first comedy about a wrestling team. And don't tell me that Win-Win was a comedy. It was a dark comedy. This is like a kid's movie, Mighty Ducks / Bad News Bears of wrestling. Not kids movie. The whole family can like it. But it's hilarious. It's like,
so you're not going to ask anybody in that movie if they get their vagina waxed?
No. Though there's definitely some a lot of adult themes in it. Just, but
it's not out of the question, though.
Oh.
It's not out of the question.
Definitely isn't.
And there's nothing wrong with waxing vaginas.
No, and I mean, talking
I've waxed
about
plenty
on a no. kids movie. That's just great.
Right. So my point is that
what's your point?
My point is that I have a deadline now, right? I have to raise $500,000 in 40 days, right?
Which, in 40 days?
Yes, but I could probably do it. I could probably make the movie for $200,000, probably even for $150,000. So I've been at, but having that deadline, I never have really deadlines in anything. Mm-hmm. My comedy is always evolving. Like you know, maybe, hey, get this tape here, or get this whatever. You know, you have an audition. It's kind of a deadline. But I have this deadline. So I'm like literally 24/7 asking people. And, you know, I think the thing is that once I raise about 30, 40 grand, I could probably go to investors and say, hey, you want to invest in this movie? The problem with going to investors is that, like, I've sold TV shows before to networks where I've had someone invest in it, and then the money all went to the investor. Mm. And then I still haven't seen a dime from it, even though I sold it, and even though I hosted it. Mm. So I'm trying to do as much as I can as possible. So if you're listening, look, $10, $100, everything helps. $5 helps. You know, $500 helps. It all helps. Retweeting helps me too, but I have to say donations help more. A lot of people go, hey, I'll
show
just,
me
a
money.
Lot of people are like, hey, I'll tweet it out, but someone else can donate. But like, it seems like I get tons of retweets, but I don't get actually people paying money. So if you could actually send money, that means a little more than a retweet. Both would be great. Just for the record. You tired?
Yeah.
$10, $15.
Yeah. Whatever anything. You got helps. That's all I'm saying. Now, UFC 188 is this weekend.
Oh boy.
Cain Velasquez versus Verdum.
It's going to be big.
We got to do our picks. You you know it.
Oh man, you're gonna put me in this spot again, aren't you,
Jake? Now Verdum's one of your coaches, right? Or was
no,
one of your coaches?
Not a coach, no.
Just a friend.
Yeah, just a friend.
Who do you like in this fight?
Oh man, this is a tough fight. First of all, you know, Cain has proven that he's been the best heavyweight in the world for many years. Here, a couple of factors. One is going to be Cain coming back from an injury. How is he going to perform? How is he going to be? Assuming that he's going to be the same way he's always been, and being able to perform at the same level. So, Verdum is also a very dangerous guy. So, Cain, you know, if Cain can stay out of those dangerous situations with Verdum on the ground specifically, I think he'll do well. But if Verdum's going to have a hard time taking his power and being able to control if this fight goes to the ground or not.
So who do you think is going to win? By the way, you're on Periscope right now.
Oh, man.
Periscope?
You're on Periscope. So
fuck?
Jake Ellenberger is giving his fight picks for the weekend. Do you mind being on Periscope or turn it off?
Yeah, no.
It's up to you. Someone says, and still.
Yeah, are we going through the whole list?
Yeah, we're going through the whole list.
I'm leaning towards Cain.
Leaning towards Cain.
Yeah.
Okay, Marina?
I think this is going to be a 5-round battle, and I also am leaning towards Cain.
5 rounds?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm giving my right here. People saying, all right, gangsters destroyed my company.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing.
Restoration. Congratulations.
Yes. I picked Marina over Adam. Me too. I am also picking Cain Velasquez for this fight. I like Verdum as a human being. I like him as a person.
He's a cool
I
guy.
Don't think he will be able to keep
fantastic
up
fighter.
With Verdum with Cain's pace. Cain, he's yeah. just case. By the way, Mercedes just wanted to say she gives great head to Anthony Berchek. She just wanted to tell us, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, to her husband.
Thank you for
Anthony.
Clarifying.
So she just wanted to let know.
Oh,
she
awesome.
Said yes, yes, and yes. So yes. Cain, someone said, all right, so according to Shawnee Boy, Cain by cock choke. I've never heard of a cock choke before.
I don't know what a cock choke is either.
I've had girls choke on my cock, but I've never actually had. No, I'm kidding. All right, so
yeah, he really is kidding.
It
about
just
that
means
one.
He's gonna have he's gonna have his way.
All right, so Jake Ellenberger, Eddie Alvarez. Do you mind doing this on Periscope or no?
Not at all.
Okay, so Eddie Alvarez Cain by fatality, according to JW. So fatality. Eddie Alvarez versus Gilbert Melendez. Who do we like in this fight?
I can't wait for Gil this all fight. Day.
What was that, Marina?
Wait. Gilbert all day.
Jake?
I can't wait for this fight. This is fight of the night. Easily fight of the
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. Absolutely fight of the night.
Man, I don't... Oh, man.
Periscope
I don't know.
Do landscape.
Okay. I like both these guys. I don't know. This. I don't have an answer. This is a good fight.
You don't have an answer?
I don't
He's
have an
excited.
Answer.
Let him be excited about the fight.
But okay. This is fight of the night, easily.
Easy fight. I don't know. Fight of the night, you think so?
Yeah, I do. I think this will be the closest matchup of the night. Any other fight.
Hmm. It seems like this one is tough because I feel like I feel like Gilbert has better wrestling, even though Eddie Alvarez was a good wrestler. He was a good wrestler. I think he was actually a state champion, or he took third in nationals over in Philly for some prep school mm-hmm. he went to. But I feel like Gilbert has better MMA wrestling. Is more of a they're both grinders. Oh man, I'm picking a draw. A draw.
Okay.
There hasn't been a draw in a while.
Weak sauce.
Gil will hump him 15 minutes. I'm picking a draw.
Weak
I'm picking
sauce.
A weeks. Week. Oh, thank you.
You got weak sauce.
I'm picking a draw.
You got weak sauce.
Somebody
all day.
Says Jake by indecision. No draw.
Okay.
Someone said get the fuck out. No. What the fuck? What? I can pick a draw, people. Okay. Sorry. All right. Now, Kelvin Gastelum versus Nate Marquardt, two people that Jake has fought.
Interesting fight. Yeah.
Interesting fight.
Man.
Now wait, what weight class is this?
It's the
Missleweight.
Is this 185 or 70?
This is going to be 185. No, 170.
Okay.
Oh shit.
170.
I just wasn't sure because I know when Kelvin this weight against Woodley that Dana said he was
middleweight.
That's
why I wanted. It's 185. Jimmy MC 1990.
Is it? Let's look that up real
Let's
quick.
Let's look it up.
This is a big factor, actually.
Everyone's curious as to what Jake thinks about this, just so you know.
This is a good fight.
185 they're fighting.
They
185.
Are. I'm going to go with Marquardt.
Thank you, guys. You going with Marquardt?
I'm going with Marquardt.
Really?
He's at 185, yes. He's a very underrated guy, I think. I know, actually, some of the people he's been training with, like as far as leading up to all the conditioning, building his aerobic base. I know some of the people he's been really making some big changes, but
does
at 185 I think he's a much more comfortable weight for him.
Does Kelvin hit as hard as you?
Huh?
Does Kelvin hit as hard as you?
No, not at all.
I mean, you taking Kelvin shots, but he seems like he hits pretty hard.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no, he's no joke.
I mean, you were able to knock out Marquardt pretty easily though. I mean, not easily, but you hit him flush, and he was out.
Yeah. I mean, the timing was there. That's why I say if this fight was at 170, I'd probably lean towards Kelvin. But
right.
If it's 85, I'm going to go with Marquardt.
Marina?
I think Kelvin.
Yes. How?
Because he gets to be a little, you know.
A little fatty?
A little fatty Kelvin.
Because it's in Mexico?
A little fatty. It's in Mexico. Here we go. My pick. I'm picking Kelvin Gastelum all day for this fight. I think that Kelvin Gastelum embarrassed himself his last fight by showing up and missing weight and going and had to go to the hospital. And he still, I think, arguably beat Woodley. It was a pretty damn close fight.
Yeah.
And I think Kelvin's got something to prove. He's back. He loves the attention. And he's hungry. He's literally hungry. He's young and hungry. I think Nate Marquardt.
He's literally hungry.
I think Nate Marquardt is a little bit over the peak. He had the issue with steroids, right, or something. It was some kind of performance enhancing drugs, right? Wasn't he on something? He had some kind of issues. Nate will pick him apart? I don't think so, Alex Fulmer. Okay, I think that Kelvin Gastelum's got this. But we'll see. That's the beauty about MMA, is that you never, ever know.
I was surprised this last weekend sorry to change the subject, but Rothwell was almost a 2-1 underdog. If you saw the odds in that fight when he fought Mitrione.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that.
Right.
Couldn't believe that.
Tisha Torres versus Angela Hill.
Marina, who do you got?
Like, she's a girl?
Well, she knows she's winning
Angela
a lot better
Hill,
than I do.
For sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Tisha is she is like a little tiny tornado. She's very aggressive. But I think that Angela's striking.
Everyone so far on this Periscope is
disagreeing.
Yeah, Jimmy
me.
MC 1990 says no way. Call Me Buckle says no way. DeGuire Map, they're all saying Torres.
No, yes. I'm totally going for the underdog here, Angela Hill.
Jab
day.
Cross Hook says Hill with the Muay Thai.
Do you know what she did at the weigh-in or at one of the press conferences with Tisha Torres? They went to go shake hands and she like. They're all, like, dressed up and fancy. They go to shake her – she goes to shake Tisha's hand, and she just goes, such a boss. Such a fucking boss. Like, I love her. I think – I really hope she wins.
JWS says Torres via I don't care. So, well we care, okay,
fucker?
As in
he doesn't care about
You don't care
the
about
the
division?
Or?
We care, all right? We like women's MMA. We like all of MMA. We like
all MMA.
So I think Torres got this. I think she's got too much experience. I like Angela Hill, but I think that she's picked this up too late in the game. I think that she was 1-0 going to Ultimate Fighter. I know that she works full time as a bouncer. She's got to support herself. I just think Tisha Torres.
She got to support
herself. Torres is with American Top Team. She's got a bomb camp, and I think that Tisha's got it. So lots of hearts coming out to me. People agreeing with me. Look at all these hearts. Look at all the hearts coming up. Tons of hearts.
Jeez, if only that was Tinder, Adam.
Are they fighting in baby oil? Oh, thanks a lot. Jake, all of a sudden. All right. So, okay. So now Henry Cejudo against Chico Camus.
I don't know.
Henry Cejudo is a gold medalist wrestler.
Freestyle
that guy.
Wrestler.
The only.
Oh, yeah, the little guy.
The little guy. Yeah.
The little guy with the cool hair.
Yes.
Who wears the Muay Thai shorts.
Yes.
I want him to win.
Well, because he has cool hair and wears
no,
Muay Thai shorts?
No, because he's a fucking fight. He wants to get in there. Like, he was. His last fight was.
Yeah, he beat Chris Carrioso.
Yeah, that was a good fight.
He's dominated everybody.
That was a great fight.
What do you think about his opponent?
Chico Camus is a good fighter.
Yeah.
Chico Camus is a really good fighter. I think he trains over at Rupa Sport. He's a tough guy, veteran guy. I think Cejudo is at he's a minus 1,000 favorite according to Jimmy MC 1990.
Well, I know who I'm not betting on.
But you know, Cejudo's underrated, but he's a head case.
Yeah.
He comes in, he's missed weight 5 times before.
Yeah.
He's been hurt before. Yeah. He's been rocked. He's got great wrestling when he puts it all together.
Yeah.
My only issue with him is that like there's something off with him. Like there's really I can't place it, but it's almost like he's like a little guy trapped in a it's just strange. It's a strange issue. But I think Cejudo's gonna win this fight.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I think it's cool.
That he's weird?
Yeah.
You think he's weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what,
he's a spooky dude when he's on.
No, I don't.
Weird is entertaining. Weird.
I've been called much worse things than weird. So
Roid rage.
I'm okay with that.
Cejudo and Mighty Mass. Yeah, that'd be well, I think he's is he 125 Cejudo?
Yeah, 125. You know what? Cejudo's made a lot of mistakes. Like you said, he's missed weight. He's had some injuries. He knows how to do it. He knows how to make weight.
It's virgin.
He's been to, yeah. Hey, fuck you. Hey, but no,
I like
this
Periscope.
I like Cejudo. He just, you know, like I said, he knows how to do it. He knows how to compete. So, you know, taking those mistakes and moving forward, he can do it. He's actually. I've been impressed with how well he's been able to do. Put together his wrestling in MMA compared to a lot of wrestlers, you know, have a hard time.
Yeah,
putting
no,
it
he's
together
able to, yeah.
With their striking, and
we watched him against Kimura. He picked apart Kimura. We were there for that fight.
Yeah, he's done well. So I'm going to go with Cejudo.
Yes. Okay. Now, a guy from your town,
Drew Dober,
is fighting Doberman. Efrain Escudero, who the winner of the Ultimate Fighter. Mm. Who he's been up and down. Efrain has a weird career. It's almost like his best
always
fight
entertaining
was
entertaining to watch, though.
Yeah. He's always in the fight. I think his biggest win was beating up Junie Browning. Actually, that was I think the greatest moment of his career. Dober got fucked his last fight. He didn't tap, but the ref called it.
Brazil, yeah, that was the biggest screw job ever. Even Dana said that.
So who we like
but
in this
they,
fight?
They actually did. You know, they came back and said the ref was a training partner of the guy that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. they did some research, and the ref actually trains with the guy that beat him.
Somebody said, "Show Marina, no matter who, no matter who's talking."
Okay.
This Periscope.
I don't take offense to that. She's she's better than
I agree.
Than me.
Show Marina. Ellenberg is getting. Marina is very beautiful, by the way.
Shut up.
But she hates being called.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I can't take a compliment for
why,
shit.
Why? You got to work on that.
No, no, no.
You have to work on that. Seriously.
No.
Why?
No.
All right. You're ugly. Is, okay, is that better?
Better?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right. So,
Adam,
keep it. Yes.
You're a good liar.
I know. She is very beautiful. Her arms are huge. She's wearing a jacket right now. You can't see her guns. But
I'm
wearing a Reebok jacket. I hooked up one time with a UFC a girl. I'm not going to say who it was.
with a UFC girl.
And she was giving me a BJ, and her arms kept, I could see how big her biceps were.
Was she getting vascular?
And I was like, I was impressed. I was like, how many dicks can you curl? Like, it was like, it was, what was that?
What the fuck?
Because I'm saying, I was impressed by her biceps. They were huge. It was like, did guys ever say that to you?
Was there a surprise later? Like,
I get like, I do get comments on my arms, but like, I get more comments on my posture.
Really?
Yeah, because like, I'm always, because of judo and a gi, like, you're trained to like have your shoulders back all the time. And I don't have boobs to show off, so it's kind of like, okay, cool. I got good posture.
Somebody said, you have to name the girl. No, I'm not.
Name the girl, don't be a bitch.
Someone said, one Congo dick. That's the answer to this. These people
Did
are
you
ridiculous.
Ever hear a Mayhem story?
What?
About when. A similar story to you. I think he was with someone. Did you hear that story? He was with a woman. She had really muscular arms.
No. What happened?
We can't.
Was it a dude?
Right, it was a dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he was in Mexico. But
really?
Yeah. It's a Mayhem story, bro.
I can't do it.
We have to get Mayhem on the story.
We need confirmation. Can we call Mayhem?
What?
Aren't you guys friends again?
Yes.
Can we call him right now?
Why didn't he come in studio?
Sure.
No, Adam, call him. We need to confirm this story.
Right now? You want to call him right now?
Call him right now. Can we do this? Evan, hit his number.
If we get Mayhem on the phone, we're going to be here for another 2 hours.
No, say, bro, we got 10 minutes. That's all.
Do you guys, should we call Mayhem?
We should.
Yeah, call Mayhem.
We need this story.
He's the man.
Do you have his number?
He's a crazy man.
Yes. All right, we're going to call Mayhem right now. You guys won't be able to hear us because we're not going to be on. But we're going to call Mayhem. So if you want to hear the actual story, listen to the rest of the podcast, okay? We're calling Mayhem right now. And we're calling Mayhem Miller. Thanks to Jake Ellenberger, we have to confirm the story. So we're going to call Mayhem. Call Mayhem and tell Mayhem it's 189. All right, so thank you guys for tuning into this Periscope. And enjoy your lives.
I'm on Hang With, bro. Periscopes for fucking yuppies.
Yuppies?
Put those headphones on.
Marina.
All right, we're calling Mayhem right now.
Stop yelling at me.
say, man, we need a confirmation of this story. I've heard something like.
Oh, he might get pissed. You don't think he's gonna get pissed?
Fuck if he does. Okay, we'll hang the phone up.
All right.
Does he know where you live?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Don't be like, hey, Jake told me this. Let's leave that part out.
You want me to take the blame for the story?
No. We'll see if he even answers.
And we'll see if Mayhem's going to call and answer the phone.
Please leave your message for 3107.
All right, so we will get Mayhem on the podcast to confirm. I want to talk to him anyway. I want to actually catch up with Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like he's doing a little better.
Seems like he's doing better. I saw him. He had a full head of hair, and mohawk. You know, Mayhem has so much talent potential. You just gotta stop getting out of his own way.
Get your shit together.
So many people out there are like, but I mean, you look at where he came from. I mean, he came from like nothing to then Pride to like Bully Beatdown.
Fuck, man. Yeah. UFC, for this shit.
The UFC to like.
Seriously, I record like every episode of Bully Beatdown.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to be on it?
I absolutely wanted to.
They never had girls on it.
Yeah, they did. Fucking Michelle Karate the Hottie.
She was on it?
Michelle Watterson?
Michelle Watterson. She beat up one of the chick fucking bullies.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, she's fucking cool.
She's fighting Magaña.
I know.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think she's going to fuck her up.
She's going to fuck up. Really?
Yeah. She's just too technical. She is so Did you see her last fight when she lost the title?
Yeah.
That was the most. I was so fucking impressed. I was so impressed by the one, like her weight class.
When she lost title, you were impressed?
No. Yeah. She lost like a fucking champion. She didn't stop the whole fight.
Didn't she get dominated the whole fight?
Not the whole fight. She stood her ground and super aggressive.
She got a win over Jessica Penny.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Magana in that fight. I know Karate Hottie's hottie, but I just something about Magana I like. I don't know what it is. Maybe because like she's such a basket case, but I just like her. I don't know what it is. She's actually pretty cool off. Well, she's not doing her Twitter personality. Like she's actually like, cause I even hit her up sometimes. I'm like, cause I wrote a joke about Karate Hottie versus Magana. It's the girl that you go for a 10 versus last call. And then I actually DM'd her. I'm like, hey, you're not gonna get upset about that, are you? She's like, are you kidding? I just love going back and forth with you. I'm a big fan. I want to come to your show. Like she's actually seems like a cool chick when she's not playing the heel on Twitter.
We were talking about that actually before you got here, Adam. Some people are like, get a little insensitive and they don't like when you roast them and it's like, that's your fucking job. You're a comedian. Fighters getting all taking it personal. Humor. Like if you were to like cross the line and say something like super personal about someone's family, I would get that. But it's like you're trying to like just bash somebody.
No, I don't roast anyone that I don't like. Like there are people that I don't like and I don't even comment on them. There's a couple of guys out there that I'm just like, I don't like them and I'm not even wasting a joke on them. So to me, it's like a.
No, I'm not.
To me, it's like it's a sign of respect if I make a joke about you, because anyway, so Marina, how many? We have to wrap this up. But any dates coming up or what?
Dates. Like with boys.
Well, with girls or whoever you're dating.
No.
Really?
Honestly, just I'll probably know by this week. And I know I say that every week, but like.
No, I meant with boys.
With boys?
Yeah.
No. I'm really? Focused. I'm training.
So you haven't had a date since
MMA,
you broke...
MMA is my boyfriend.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So you must be... What do you do? Like, you just hang out by yourself? I mean, you seem like you're must be pretty lonely.
A dog?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I have friends.
All right.
I'm just really enjoying hanging out by myself.
You don't have any, like, booty calls or anything?
I'm not going to tell you about that.
Ah, come on. Really?
Really?
You probably have a couple guys that you go to.
First of all, it's not just you and me here talking.
Oh, okay. How big is the roster?
The roster?
Yeah.
For boys?
Yeah.
I think it's decent.
You have a decent roster? Really?
Yeah,
a decent selection to pick from.
So is it like three guys that you go for? Like you have like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday guy or like
No.
Just whatever you're in the mood for? You like a techno guy?
I don't know.
Or like a...
Techno guy.
That's the thing when you like... That's the hard part about getting
techno
a girl.
Techno guy?
I don't know.
What's a techno guy?
I didn't get that either.
A guy for different kind of music. Like you have like a rock and roll, like a guy that when you feel like going out hardcore partying, that's the guy you call.
Is this how you think girls like, you know, categorize their men?
No, I'm just trying
to... So I got this techno guy. So, and then I got this like hip hop guy. And then I have this plumber guy.
Right.
And then, no.
Okay.
That's not how it works.
Okay. How does it work?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. I was so close to getting the inside
so
scoop.
So close.
Well, I got to
get so
some
far.
Intel.
Yeah, you're right. Jake, how do you think it works?
Which part?
Like with girls. Like Marina's got a stable of guys that she goes to. Like she's got like three or four dudes.
Have none.
Or she has none. But let's just say for the sake of this conversation.
She's got a good poker face.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's because guys like to poke her in the face.
She likes to.
come. That was, can you come on? Nothing? All right. Listen, people. We got to get it. I thought that was a good one.
I'm sure you did. Oh, I'm sure you pat yourself on the back all the time.
I do. There are times that I laugh out loud at my own jokes.
I'm sure it's not just a few times. I'm sure it's like every day.
No,
like,
it's not. There are
you
days.
You look in the mirror and you're like, Adam, you're good you.
You have to.
You do.
I
just think you do it in every single fucking mirror you see.
That's fucked up. That's you don't believe that. You don't honestly believe that.
I'm kidding.
Wow. All right.
What's next for you, Adam?
What's next for me? I have shows all week. Next week, I am in Princeton, New Jersey at the Catch a Rising Star California Comedy Club. Frankie Edgar's going to be there. Edgar's going to be there. I'm going to see my brother, my sister, mom. So I'm going to see them all in Princeton, New Jersey. Excited about
that. You down in Irvine anytime soon?
Irvine next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, I'll be at the Irvine Improv. Yes. And then, yes, I'll be there next Tuesday. And then, what else? Tomorrow night, I'm at Flappers. I'm playing a dispensary tomorrow night. A weed dispensary. Want to come?
I would love to go.
Really?
But I can't.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
All right.
I would absolutely love to go, but I can't.
It's hard because, like, you do a joke and people are so stoned that they don't know what they're like.
It's depending on how high they are, they have like the 5 to 20 second lag of getting a joke.
And yeah, and if you do crowd work, they think you're really picking on them. They don't know that you're doing it for fun. They think you're just being mean. But you get paid in weed, which should be cool.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I'll Periscope it.
Okay.
That'll be fun. I like this Periscope thing.
I'm sure you do.
Yes. Anyway, so I'd like to thank our American Icon Autographs. Their website is www.aiase. Trust me, guys. Sports and celebrity memorabilia. The guy, Sean, top-notch guy. He sponsors fighters. He's a good dude.
Big fight fan.
He's a big fight fan.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's always nice to have like fight fans. You know, it's a really cool community. This whole fighting thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Has
the Reebok deal affected you at all or no?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I haven't really. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say. I haven't had to do the whole head to toe Reebok thing yet.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's tough for like when we were talking to Anthony earlier,
yeah.
It's like my brother's in the same boat. He's in the first tier. He's had two fights. Like he was, you know, he could make 10 to 15,000 per fight in a local show. You know, now in the UFC, he could do his own sponsorships. But this is now it's in the cab. Yeah. As far as me, I mean, it could be worse. You know, it's okay.
Right. The only thing worse than that would be getting your store vandalized. So listen, guys, it's the worst. If gang members have destroyed your place, go to Remove It Restoration. Call them at 1-888-424-9697. And finally, hempcorestore.com. HEMPCORSTORE.com. Marina, why are you making a face? I see you once a week. I do my best. I was an hour late. You haven't eaten
yet.
It's like you're pouting on the podcast. This is my joy.
This is great. I'm so happy for you right now, but I really need to fucking eat.
Okay, you want to get sushi?
The hangry mode.
What do you want?
I can't have sushi. I need to go. I have like a meal plan.
Really? What's your meal plan? All right, listen. Okay, listen. We have to go. Thank you, Jake Ellenberger. Thank you, Marina Shafir. Thanks, Anthony. Thank you, guys, everybody, for listening to us. You guys were great. Thank
Aren't
you, Evan the
thank
Beard.
Us for starting off the podcast?
Yes, you guys did a great job starting. Oh, now you want to stay for fucking.
No.
Listen, thank you guys so much. Take care and have a great week.